Winter is coming.
Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with a set of new tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Hankook tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. That's TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will ship fast and free to you or one of over 10,000 recommended installers. That's TireRack.com, TireRack.com, TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Greetings and welcome inside. Happy Monday. The Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
What's going on, man? You miss me?
We are live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. I miss you, buddy, like I need to hear Narco every couple of days. Like, I need to hear it, and I heard it tonight, and we are 500, and it is spectacular.
And you know what? I got shut out once again. Fast pace, 2-0 defeat at the hands of the Royals, where the White Sox, get this, for tax day, did a promotion. Dial it up, $4.15 seats. Oh, by the way, stop by and get a campfire milkshake, because that's the only thing worth watching.
Was there some kind of – I feel there needs to be some kind of Capone reference when Chicago's doing a tax day special. There's got to be some kind of thing there. Like, yeah, come dressed as your favorite character of the Untouchables or something like that.
You know? I like that.
You know, throw a –
give away styrofoam bats.
Yeah, throw a dummy that looks like Frank Nitti off the roof. A dummy, and I mean – I don't mean someone who's not smart. I mean, you know, something that's made of, you know, like the – like it's just some kind of stuffed scarecrow. Like, there's got to be something going on.
Yeah, the problem is, in this day and age with social media, a bunch of dopes would get that clip and say, look what's happening in Chicago again. They can't take care of business. Can't have any fun like throwing dummies off a roof. No. No, you know, fun league, man.
I remember when Pete Carroll used to do that at USC, and it was like he did that once where he pulled a prank during spring practice on his team where with Lendale White, it was Lendale with Thunder and Lightning, Lendale White, Reggie Bush. And this whole thing happened, and Lendale White really started getting into it with the coaches at practice, and Pete Carroll threw him out of practice. And it was like, oh my God, like what the hell's going on, right? Like Lendale White, they're like, oh my God, he just threw Lendale White out of practice, and oh my God, oh my God. And then there's this big tower across from USC's practice field, and then the next thing they did was they saw Lendale White was at the top of the tower yelling stuff like at everybody on the field, like, Lendale, what do you do, man? What do you do? What do you do? And he starts yelling something. He goes, and one of the coaches, I think he said like he'll jump or something like that. He goes, come on, someone go get him down. And then, of course, he backed away, and then a dummy dressed up like Lendale White waved over, and the players all went, ah! All funny jumped.
Quote, he was most convincing, Pete Carroll told the newspaper. Quote, he did a great job.
Can you imagine if that happened nowadays? Oh, look what's going on. Oh,
they'd call for the guy's dismissal immediately. There'd be lawsuits for trauma imposed and everything else. But yes, the White Sox are really the only joke. They don't need to actually do anything further. Mm.
Well, you knew you weren't going to hit. So what do I always say? If you're going to lose, lose fast. Don't take up so much of my time if you're just going to lose a game. You lose in 2 hours? Okay, great. You lost. Game's over. I can move on with my day. Don't give me some like three-plus hour. Come on. Just if you're going to lose, lose fast. And they lose fast, so it's good.
Time of the game, 2 hours, 17 minutes. Mm-hmm. They claim attendance of 10,500. 10,500, my ass.
But if it was a dog day, people got to bring their dogs to the game, and people counted dogs. Well, it was bark at the park day.
Well, you know what? The White Sox have a bunch of those anymore. Between that and bobbleheads, there's a giveaway every day. The over-under on this game was 7.5 runs.
Ooh, wow.
I would be fading the White Sox every game.
I would take the under. I take the under in every game they play.
Almost every game, right? Unless they're facing someone's fifth starter random bullpen game, you know, when they play till 3 in the morning and have a nooner the next day. I'm not betting on the White Sox.
I mean, just really quick before we get to Caitlin Clark. Is that this could be like one of the most historically worst offenses in the history of Major League Baseball. They have 34 runs scored through 16 games. Mm-hmm. 34 runs. Yeah. I mean, the team that's next closest to them as far as runs scored has 53. Yeah. Okay, that's how bad it is for them. They've scored 34 runs in 16 games. Get ready, buddy. Get ready.
Oh, no. Look, it was 61.5 was the win total coming in. Oof. And remember, we talked about it. I said they're going under.
Well,
and
if you're tanking for Caitlin Clark, you had a trade with the Fever now for her. I mean, she's never the Fever.
I got a fever.
The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon live from the TireRack.com studios. Yes, the WNBA draft tonight. Caitlin Clark goes number one to the Indiana Fever. You know, and I always think this is weird. I love the WNBA draft. There's nothing like, you know, a random Monday night in April when, you know, you go to class during the day and you come back and you go have dinner at the dining hall or wherever you are. Where are you going? I'm going to go home and watch a draft tonight at my apartment on campus. Why? I may get drafted. It's the WNBA draft.
No.
Like the fact that it goes on while everybody's still actually in college. At least the NFL draft is like, hey, we're at the very end, man. Guys left school anyway. Anybody's prepping for the draft left school in January, so it's like we don't even need to worry about that anymore. But I always thought that was fun. That here we're going to have the draft. A lot of people. I'm going to go to class. You going to watch a draft? Yeah, maybe if I get a phone call, I get a phone call. We'll see. Who knows?
If not, I'll have a second helping of green beans. And away we go. No, it was fun to watch. I mean, it was a packed house there in New York. They did all the pomp and circumstance, the pageantry of the sightseeing earlier and photo ops. And then they got after it. No surprises up the top of the draft. But, you know, there was more excitement, and you can hear it just in their voice. Like, hey, we're getting ready to embark on a historic season. This is going to be great. It's like, stop laughing and keep talking about the actual draft. Stop counting the money that everybody's going to make.
You know, and here's the thing. Already, according to Darren Revelle, Fanatics shows that it has sold out of Caitlin Clark's Fever jersey in small, medium, large, extra large, and extra, extra
now,
large.
Now, to be fair,
they have sold out of her jersey already.
No, that's that's great. But Fanatics hasn't exactly been good about getting Major League Baseball the jerseys they require, you know, to actually play in the flipping games.
See, but that's the thing is that people, you know, with the WNBA getting so many new people new to it, they don't understand what's been going on with the Fanatics jerseys. Don't buy one!
What does that say on the
you
back?
Should not
I think
have bought
that
one.
Says Clark. It comes with a free magnifying glass.
Hey, Caitlin Clark's last name is spelled K-L-A-R-K? No. What, that's what it is on the... Ooh, okay. Well, you know what? Let me go
You mean
back
like
this.
The Stuart Copeland alter ego Clark Kent all those years ago? There you go. I got Stuart in early.
But,
boom.
But, you know, you want some... This is where, as I've said, Caitlin Clark is going to have a Magic and Larry-like effect on the WNBA relative to its sport. There has been never anything like her ready for the WNBA. Everything is clicking. It is right place, right time. It's everything. No matter whether you think it's going to happen or not, it's going to happen. Because as many people as I talk to that say, oh, her impact, are people going to watch WNBA? We're continuing to talk about her. Her games continue to be the most watched basketball games on television. The WNBA draft is leading our show tonight. It's going to lead shows tomorrow, going into the play-in night for the NBA. Caitlin Clark is a big bleeping deal. And yes, people are going to start watching the WNBA because they're going to watch for her. People watch big games in the NCAA tournament for her. Are people watching women's sports now more in general? Yes, it's finally hit that sweet spot where women's sports has become so acceptable. You don't even think about it anymore. There's no, well, for no. The college basketball for women has become a major sport, right? Right up there. It's shoulder level with the men's sport right now. Now, you have to continue, obviously, and build on momentum. Just ask the PGA Tour when they're trying to build on Tiger for 25 years and they can't do it.
Hey, but they were able to do it for three rounds.
Oh, man. But look, but she is going to have that kind of effect. And the biggest thing that she's going to have this effect, there's two things. One is that she needs to be good, and she will be, right? I get this whole, hey, you're gonna be welcome to the WNBA. Her game is so Steph Curry-like, she's going to score. It's not where she's going to have the ball and they're going to pick her pocket in the back foot. She's going to come off of screens. They're going to find ways to get her the ball. Her team and the league, because you know she's going to get some good officiating, is going to make sure that she's a star. That's the kind of game she has. She hit shots from the logo. She's going to hit threes. The floor, there'll be better spacing on the floor because there's more threats in the WNBA. There's better players around her. Then there will be more room for her to do things. Will it be a little bit of an adjustment? Oh, sure it will, because now you've gone from playing there, you're jumping into playing against professionals, but she has a game that's going to translate. It will translate. Good luck sending someone after her the entire time and trying to hold her down. Teams outside of Kim Mulkey tried to send their best defender at her the entire time in college, and she still torched them for 40, 45 points. So she's going to be good. She'll have her game is very Steph Curry, and don't forget this, because this is the biggest part of it, is that the WNBA is in such a sweet spot in the sports calendar. It's a summer league where you're talking about Major League Baseball is what you're competing with, and NFL, it's really hard because the NFL, nobody pays as much attention to the games anymore because the games are irrelevant because it's all about depth players. No stars play. The interest level in the preseason has been cut in half. I just know when camp starts, I'd play tomorrow if I could. Just have none of my guys get hurt. It's great that I hear about 7-on-7s and how so-and-so looks, and it's awesome. And I love the news every day and NFL being back. But the overall level interest in it, there's no games to point to. There's no games on Thursday, Friday, Saturday where the WNBA is in such a sweet spot where it's a summer league and there's not a lot else on the calendar where it can cut through. And Caitlin Clark will be appointment television. Oh, here's Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese's first match. Well, here's Caitlin Clark is in New York for the first time. Here's Caitlin Clark is playing. Caitlin Clark is playing the two-time defending champions. That's what it's going to be. That's the effect it's going to have. And suddenly, is WNBA going to get 15, 20 million people watching the game? No, it's not going to be like that. But it's going to be double, triple what it used to be. The games that she has, I think they're all going to be somehow nationally televised, because I think that was the final schedule that came out last week. The WNBA is going to succeed huge, and she's taking them to that next level and taking women's professional basketball to that next level. And you can keep telling me all you want, oh, no, it won't translate. But every time something comes up, Caitlin Clark, it's a big deal. We're all talking about it. She cuts through the clutter. It's going to happen. This is what she's doing to women's sports right now.
But you watch, I mean, they're talking about expansion, right, in 2 years in the league. And it's funny because friends of ours, one of Maddie's teammates' parents, dad went to Princeton, and one of his classmates and his wife, Chris and Angie Long, they were the ones that built the Kansas City Currents Stadium, right? So the Women's Soccer League. And so they're already making a big bet there, and you're going to see other people doing the same thing because they're playing to packed houses. And the star power off of this draft, I don't think we've ever known this many players, right? Chicago gets a couple of huge additions in Cardoso, and then you've got Angel Reese. So big cities match it in. Cameron Brink comes to Los Angeles. And then, obviously, Caitlin Clark, everybody wants on board. You saw the Saturday Night Live skit, some of the best writing they've done on Saturday Night Live in quite some time. And I'm not as down on it as other people. Like, people bash that institution quite often. But these were pretty smart, and good on Michael Shea to take their take all their best haymakers in the one-liners they gave Caitlin Clark. But you see a packed arena for this draft, the sellouts across the league, right? The Aces selling out a ton. They drafted Kate Martin from Iowa, so you get a little crossover there. Even in her interview that she did after being drafted, Caitlin Clark was like, look, I get to play in the Midwest. I think we're going to see a lot of big crowds. You mentioned the nationally televised game. What, it was one this last year for the Fever, and now it goes to 36. Probably every game they play will get picked up at some package. It's going to look like the NFL before it's done, Jason. Hey, where's that game? Randomly on Peacock. Why? Because they paid a ton of money for it. So come on in. And that's what you're going to see. And hopefully for the women's collegiate game, it continues. But certainly for the WNBA, and the way you framed it is perfectly. You know, the magic bird, and people get all excited just by those names being mentioned. No. It's just the idea that a league that was on tape delay and that nobody gave a damn about because they were all coked out and you were wondering if they were going to play. I'm talking about the NBA, of course, back in the day. That, you know, remember the finals? Hey, tune in at 12:30. We're going to show you finals game two.
I got to stay up, make some coffee. I'm ready to watch.
You know what I mean? But that's what we grew up with. And then it obviously evolved.
I heard Jack Sigma had 27 points tonight.
But it was on so late that you didn't even get it in your local newspaper. Mm-hmm. It was always a day later. Here's the box score. What's that from? Oh, that was Monday night. But it's Wednesday. Yeah, they couldn't hit the
Blazers at
deadline.
Bullets, and you would just get the parentheses that would say N, meaning night game, too late for the paper. You know, we're not getting
that. We didn't hit the print deadline. So, you know, with the WNBA, it's the same idea. All right, it's there, and you've had some hits here and there, and certainly people, whenever it's winning time in any sport, people pick up. But now Caitlin Clark will also bring the casual bettors to this place, right? Where maybe they haven't traversed thus far. Look out, Ipe. They got more options for you. It's an exciting time, and it was a good two-hour experience. And they go, now we join the NHL. And the Kings started immediately. There was no pregame. There was no
progress.
Like, wait, they're dropping the puck right now.
We now join Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Final in overtime, already in progress. Exit out by DeFresca, exit Swollen Dome, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Carbon. You can hate, think it's not going to happen all you want. It's happening, and it is fantastic. We'll have more on the WNBA draft throughout the night. Tonight's still going on. But coming up next, boy, do we have some big stuff out of the NBA and a huge retirement that we have to break down. Keep it right here. Jason and Mike, this is Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Two NBA insiders podcasting twice a week to plug you right into the NBA grapevine.
All happening in only one place. This League Uncut, the new NBA podcast with me, Chris Haynes.
And me, Mark Stein.
Join us as we team up to expound on everything we're covering, hearing, and chasing.
Listen to This League Uncut with Chris Haynes and Mark Stein
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. They'll show you the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Continental tires. They're shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Continental test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
The Jets were my first love. Despite every game that they lost, they kept losing and losing and losing and losing and losing. But today, they came to share their new uniforms with us. They are so glorious. Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. Saw those new Jets uniforms going back to the 80s and 90s. Oh, you know how much Jet stuff I bought today? Oh, my wife has no idea. My wife has no idea the Jet stuff I bought today.
Well, it's good that you came to work today.
Oh, man, do the uniforms look great. And I don't even care that most of the 80s and 90s, they lost so much wearing those uniforms. They look really good. Oh, exciting.
Look at you. I just came up GPT to the tune of Endless Love. My Endless Love for the Jets. You could do the parody song, and it wrote it for you.
Oh, there we go. Oh, wow. Okay. Look at that. So what you're saying is I can be kind of my own AI, is what you're saying.
You can. Yeah. Okay. The way you try to freestyle.
Joining us now on the hotline, speaking of freestyling, nobody better. Odyssey. Washington Post, 105.7 The Fan in Baltimore, Jason LaCanfora. You can follow him on Twitter, at Jason LaCanfora. What's happening, dude?
What's going on, gentlemen?
Dude, it's like every day it's, okay, now who's going to move up here in the draft? Who's going to move up here in the draft? It's like every single day. It says this is like the best quarterback musical chairs I think we've ever had because guys could go 1-4 at quarterback now.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like we've had some before. It's just that so many of them turned out to be terrible that we kind of block it out.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah,
Jake Locker. I can remember guys like Jake Locker being a part of, you know, and Josh Rosen being a part of this Michigas in the past. But, yeah, there is a lot of uncertainty out after pick number one. You know, it's kind of on. It could go in a bunch of different directions, and maybe there's certain individuals who know exactly what they're going to do. But to this point, they've done a pretty good job of keeping that, you know, in close quarter. So we'll see. Most years, you know, there's at least some sort of consensus about the first 5, 6, 8, maybe even 10 picks, or you feel pretty good about 8 of the 10 or whatever. But this thing could obviously start swinging in different directions at 2, depending on what the Commanders actually do.
See, the thing is, Jay, you know, watching this, I see it as eventually common sense is going to jump in, and all the late risers, guys like J.J. McCarthy, teams are going to get a little bit of nervousness on it. Because I look at this and I go, I can't see, when it's all said and done, the Commanders not taking Jaden Daniels at number 2. Heisman Trophy, how dynamic he was, potential game changer. You don't have a lot of questions. You're not worried about his health like you are with Michael Penix Jr., J.J., how we might translate to the NFL like J.J. McCarthy. I feel like at number 2, it's going to wind up being Daniels when it's all said and done.
Didn't Blake Bortles go 3 or something like that?
Yeah, he did.
You're giving these guys entirely too much credit. Like, it's easy to say this stuff before or after, right? Like, but in the moment, we don't really know. I mean, and there is a lot of sort of everyone brings their own sort of purview to this, right? So rather than me try to sit here and say who I think are going to be best, I just try to kind of get a read on what are the backgrounds of the guys who are making these selections. What kind of quarterbacks have they been around? What kind of decision makers have they been around? You know, what has been prized there? You know, what you know, I kind of try to inhabit their headspace. But I can tell you this, none of them, and some of these teams, right, are under new management, none of those guys have been around people who exclusively have gotten it right at the quarterback position, because those guys don't exist. Those people are not on this planet. Maybe there's an alien species, right, that is sitting in a spaceship somewhere, and they know it all. But, like, who you know what I mean? Like, even people who are considered quarterback gurus, I mean, right, like Kyle Shanahan, what's his batting average? Like, so I don't know, man. I it would take a lot for me to be surprised with this one. You know what I mean? Like, I don't really know what order they can. Like, if Bo Nix was the second quarterback off the board, okay, that would floor me. Like, that would drop me on my ass. But outside of that, I really don't know what would, like, completely strike me as, you know, crazy. I think it's very open to interpretation.
Yeah, see, that's the beauty of it. It's absolute chaos, and when we do our mock drafts, we'll be lucky to get 4 or 5 things right. Yes. By time it's done. And, you know, you mentioned 2 being perhaps chaos. Jason and I were talking a little bit off air about where the Patriots are, and I think we've talked with you before about this. Like, you know, beauty being in the eye of the beholder there, and roster building versus the feeling that you have to get a quarterback this year. The more we test these guys up, I don't know how desperate you need to be.
Yeah, I think a lot of it will come down to, and again, what's probably working against them at 3 is that we don't have a consensus of 2, you know? So I think the Patriots are there to be wowed. Will someone wow them not knowing exactly what they're buying into? And how soon will we have more clarity about that, if at all? You know, you can certainly put trade offers together that are like, hey, here's what we'll give you for that pick if so-and-so is on the board. You know what I mean? Like, get back to us ASAP, on, you know, when we get rocking and rolling Thursday night. I mean, it doesn't take rocket science to do that. But if things don't turn that certain way, and again, these are all just conversations, so it's also not binding. You know, you can call that person back, and it is supposed to be a league of gentlemen, and say, all right, we're ready to do that. You know, and they might say, well, you know what? I've been thinking about it since we last talked, and we kind of prefer to do this or that. So I think if I'm the Patriots and I am keeping as open mind as possible, and I think they are trying to keep as open mind as possible. Having a beat on what 2 was really up to would go a long way to helping my cause.
NFL insider Jason Locke, and for our guest here, the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon. All right, so last week when we talked, you said you were looking at potentially four trades in the top 16. Do you still see four? Do you see more? Do you see less? Where are you now on it?
I think that's probably – I think, you know, that's a pretty good number, and I think it's possible we get there. Yeah, that feels about right. I'm just not sure what – it's going to happen on the back end outside of something for, you know, Bo Nix, maybe. The closer you get and the more people you talk to and you start taking out a pencil and start, you know, kind of riffing on different permutations, like, I just think there's going to be so many offensive linemen that people are ultimately comfortable taking in those regions, and I'm not sure there's a ton separating them, that I think it might just be chock full of corners and offensive linemen in the back end, you know, from 22 on, in whatever order you think, with the wide receivers sprinkled in Buffalo, you know, and maybe at the end at Kansas City. But otherwise, I think the 20s into the 30s, it may just kind of be what it's going to be, again, outside of a Bo Nix. But, yeah, could we get three or four in the top half of the first round? I think so.
So we've got the Rashee Rice situation now. There's a lawsuit that comes into this. The Chiefs, you know, would stick with the football side of it. Probably going to need to replace him for quite a while. Brandon Ayuk's unfollowing the 49ers, and there's still a bunch of unsigned wide receivers. Not to mention a great draft class, Jason. It could be a pretty crazy first round when it comes down to it, with the number of teams still in need of depth.
Yeah, and I think the Diggs trade was just a symptom of sort of a larger trend, league-wide trend, that's not going to stop anytime soon. And I do think we're going to see more wide receivers dealt between now and the end of the draft. And I have a piece at the Washington Post about this right now. Like, people I talk to are convinced that San Francisco's trading one of them, and at this point it looks like IU, because if it was Debo, well, I mean, you've got call certainty there. I think that one would have already happened, because there are certainly teams that are interested in him as well. Cortland Sutton, there's a lot of conversations going on right now, a lot of buzz. And I do think there's going to be more movement. When these guys get disgruntled, they tend to leave. The number of stars and or top, you know, first round selections who have sort of grumbled their way out of town. I mean, the legions keep. We got guys who've done it multiple times now, right? Including Diggs, like. I just kind of think that's where the league is, and you buy them and you rent. Well, you rent them for a year or two. You don't pay that much of a price in terms of the draft pick, because the other team's looking at it as addition by subtraction, and you're getting them at a point in their contract where they're pretty motivated, because a lot of the big money's already been paid to them. And if it doesn't work out, you know, so be it. You move on. You usually get at least a one-year reprieve. You know, the first year, they're happy to be out of there. And that's not the worst way in the world to do business. So I think that trend's going to continue. There's a lot of GMs in the league who kind of are looking at that and saying, I'd rather try to buy low on a guy who's wearing out his welcome, who's, you know, a little closer to 30 or even on the wrong side of 30 than we'd like. But for what we have to give up and what we have to pay him, we'd rather go that route than be, you know, stuck at a loggerheads with one of these guys and have it, you know, potentially fracture our locker room or whatever. So as part of those trades you were just talking about, it would not surprise me at all if there's veteran wide receivers attached in some of those deals.
You can follow him on Twitter at Jason Lockenfora. That is at Jason Lockenfora. Jay, as always, appreciate your time. Enjoy the Jackson holiday experience. We'll talk to you next week.
We're alone. Loving it. Thanks, guys.
Be good, Jason. See ya.
There goes Jason Lockenfora. Look, I'm with you. Something we can get into as we get closer and closer to the draft. But, boy, I feel like the Patriots are just sitting there at number three going, someone's going to take this pick from us, right? Someone's going to take this pick.
Just praying for it. Yeah.
Someone's going to do it. Someone's going to take this pick. Because, you know, really, are you ready to say, okay, everything is new. It's a new way of doing things. Your coach is gone. Your quarterback is gone. And we're going to pick a quarterback here. Oh, when the two guys you really want are both going to be gone.
Well, and like, your roster still stinks.
Waiting. Yeah. Yeah, well that's true.
Well, but I mean, like, that's the underlying part of it. Why bring a quarterback in? Like, we talk about the tick, 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 tick of a quarterback clock. If year one and year two are going to be, we're going to start putting some stuff around you. Just be patient. It's going to work. Nah. Why bother?
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that'll elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. They'll show you the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Vredestein tires. They're shipped fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Vredestein test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon, live from the TireRack.com studios. Thanks to Jason Lockenfora, who stopped by a few minutes ago, talked NFL draft with us. And look, the biggest thing he told us was that, hey, I think if anybody had any clarity about what was going on at number two, the rest of the draft would be pretty easy to figure out.
It'd fall right in.
Don't have that clarity at number two. Look, when it's all said and done, I really can't see the Commanders not taking Jaden Daniels. I mean, as talented as the kid is, there's nothing you need him to do on a football field that he did not do last year. You're projecting J.J. McCarthy and Bo Nix, and you have the production there. I really can't see how it's going to be anybody but him at number two.
No, based on what we saw this past year against top-notch competition, it was 50 total touchdowns, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, just ridiculous productivity, and you're going to a squad that has some playmakers already. They're the actual opposite of what we were just talking about a little bit, the anecdotal to the Patriots. Like, they're ready to go try to make a move, especially in that division. Are you kidding me? The Giants are terrible. The Cowboys, well, they're the Cowboys.
Yeah, sure.
And the Eagles are trying to recover from one of the worst second-half collapses. They ran parallel with the Jaguars as two of the worst finishes we've seen in recent memory. So here you go. Go get the division. Go get your guy.
More NFL on the way, but we need to acknowledge a huge retirement in sports today, effective immediately. John Sterling, longtime play-by-play man of the New York Yankees. Everybody, the calls you hear, we talk about him on the show. He's been the play-by-play voice for three generations of Yankee fans, is retiring at the age of 85, effective immediately. There's been talk about potential health situation when you retire at 85, retire immediately. You know, who knows what it could be. He's going to be honored this weekend at the stadium. I don't know if he's going to be there or not, but I mean, you talk about guys who are synonymously related with their team. You know, we've had Chick Hearn for his whole career. We had Ralph Lawler. You had Big Voice. We had Vin Scully. I mean, you forget the, you know, just the pomp and circumstance of John Sterling and his great over-the-top home run calls. But, I mean, this guy's been the voice of the Yankees for as long as I can remember. And listening to him and Susan Waldman do a game together – if you've never done so, if you've never heard him and Susan Waldman do a game, I'll try to tell you what it was like. Listen to them do a game is like this. If you go to a wedding, and you go to a wedding of two people, and like say the groom's parents are divorced, and you don't know how they get along, but hey, for the kids, for the wedding, and for the guests, they're going to get along as best as they can. Like, and you know, do they get along? I feel like they get along, but I don't know.
For the sake of the kids.
Yeah, I caught a little bit of a look. I caught a little bit of a glance here, a little bit of a biting thing there. I don't know. That's kind of what it's like to listen to John Sterling and Susan Waldman do a game. Like they were married for a long time, and then they've been divorced, but we kind of have to, you know, for the sake of the kids, we need to make sure that everything is as above board, and we don't want it to degrade and devalue into certain things. We know we're going to keep the broadcast as professional as we can, but there's going to be hints here and there that, oh, okay, a little bit of angst going on between these two.
Well, but it's like any relationship of that ilk, right? Star power. I like the marriage analogy. That's kind of funny. It's like, yeah, all right, what's going to happen at the reception? Nobody knows. Just get the cameras rolling and make sure they're not those, you know, little wind up, little old disposable ones, because that's not going to capture it properly. But yeah, you know, they, all right, who's got the big bombastic call, right? Both. And for Sterling, obviously, we've celebrated the home run calls forever on this show, you and I. And, you know, it's a throwback to me in Chicago. Like, we just had one legend after another that were just synonymous with the teams and the city. You know, Brickhouse into Harry Carey's run. Steve Stone's still there, although he's, you know, doing a full sell job to try to tell you this team's still worth watching for the White Sox now. And just keep on going. Wayne Larrabee all those years ago, now a Packers guy.
Sure.
But you know, and to go down all the radio and TV calls. So, yeah, it's when I saw the news today, I got sad. You know, yeah. I know it's traveling, obviously, as you get older. Hell, even as you're young, it sucks and wears you down fast. But, you know, it's one of those, you know, hopefully his health is okay. And we'll find out more, I'm sure. But, yeah, this one was a bit jarring. It's like, because everyone, like those players I keep talking about, right? The next guy that retires, it's another, you know, link to, you know, the past and the history that we've shared as a sports collective, and certainly in baseball, we celebrate history unlike any other sport.
Let's hear a little bit of John Sterling. Mary Mack, let's have a little bit of him from we have back here, some of his calls.
1-2, swung on and driven to deep left, toward the line, she is gone! Aaron Judge lined one right down the line. A Judgian blast. All rise. Here comes the Judge. It's an A-bomb from A-Rod. Oh, you can bank on Chase. Headley is deadly. Oh, you're on the mark, Teixeira. Brian McCann. Oh, McCann can. I guess McCann can. Garrett keeping up with the Joneses. Stephen Drew. He serves a Drewski in the second deck and right.
And, well, that's baseball, Susan. Never forget that. That's baseball, Susan.
A Judgian blast. And Giancarlo.
Oh, yeah, the Giancarlo. Nibuena se puolo, whatever he was saying.
No stoparlo. Yeah, yeah, you can't stop him. No puede stoparlo.
I don't even know what he's saying there, but it sounds like, whatever
Spanish, Giancarlo, you can't stop him.
I mean, that's probably his first thought. As soon as it's said, yeah, hey, Jeter's going to give you guys Giancarlo Stanton. Oh, man, good luck. How am I going to find something to ride with Giancarlo? Come on, man. I can't do that. What am I going to do? And
he
here he is.
Put it in ChatGPT and got Stabarlo.
Giancarlo is Breaking Bad like Esposito, except Breaking Bad for a home run. Like, that's impossible to do. I mean, what are you going to do?
What a legend.
Oh, man, hey.
And I remember people hate listening and saying he's got to stop. It's like, yeah, you're ashamed of yourself. It's the whole business is built on. Be silly. Have some fun.
I'd like to see him come out just once at the end and just say, hey, what do you have to say, John? That's baseball, Susan. Now, goodbye, everybody. I'll see you.
Goodbye.
Coming up next, boy, we have a big breakdown of something that happened yesterday to get to.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.